Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good of a roommate am I?
Well, are we being honest? Are we having an honest pod today?
Every day.
All right. Honestly, a 9. I can't say 10. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I wouldn't even expect you to say 10, but I feel like 9 is being generous.
I feel like you probably give yourself less than a 9. Like, if you were just honestly speaking.
I would give myself like a 9.5. Wait, what?
No, 9.5, that's higher than 9.
An 8.5.
Okay, why is that? Wait, should I say or do you want to say?
You just said.
Okay, but like the reasons why it's not 10. Oh,
okay, yeah, sure, you go ahead.
Wait, before I even say that, what am I?
I would say you're like
I'm a
definitely
10.
A 9.5.
No, I'm a 10.
I feel like it's like you can't give someone. No, you're not a 10. You're not a 10.
Oh, wow. You just thought of something.
Yeah. You're not a 10. You're definitely like a 9.5.
What's the thing that you just thought of that took me away from
the
10? So, like,
there are things that you do that I've told you plenty of times that really annoy me.
Like
that
what?
You do. Like, Yoni loves... He has a habit of using paper towels, like, a lot. Okay? So, first of all, he uses paper towels instead of towels when it comes to drying off his face, which is fine. You know, it's like you want to make sure that you don't use like a dirty towel for your skin, blah, blah, blah. I get it, you know.
Okay, so don't even mention that.
So, you do that, right? But you love using paper towels for very frequently and you never throw them away. It's like you wipe something with a paper towel. The paper towel is wet.
Wipe
it's
what?
It's all bunched up. I don't know.
You have like to be specific.
You wipe something like in the kitchen.
Because if you say you wipe something and you don't say what, it's like, what are you talking about?
It sounds weird. Okay, yeah. You wipe like the countertop or something. There's water and it annoys you.
I don't know why I like
to. You always leave the wet, crumpled up paper towel that is now dry and you just leave it. Randomly on the countertop.
I think you know what it is. We have to buy the more expensive one, the higher quality one. So then when you wipe, you ever seen those commercials when you wipe,
it's like Bounty, like more.
Yeah,
more
and then absorbent. it doesn't get wet in a weird way.
But that's not the point. The point is why do you just leave it and not throw it away?
I think the reason why I leave it is because I think that I'm going to use it again and I never do.
Never, ever do.
So that's one thing.
And I've told you so many
that
times.
That has to be the only thing. Because other than that,
no, also I'm like sometimes you here. Just play music out loud, even though you
in the shower?
No, not in the shower. Sometimes it's not in the shower. You just play that shit. And I'm just like, you don't know if I want to listen to this too.
But I always assume that you do because I always play some good ass shit.
Okay, you always assume, right? You just said that, so
I mean, we have headphones.
Yeah, that you can put on. Yeah, like you have headphones that you can put on.
Okay, well, are you done?
Maybe something else will come up, but that's it.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes you you do leave your clothes for a long time, just kind of like...
You know why I do that?
Somewhere.
You know why I do that?
Oh, why did I do that? Because you do it too.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't just nod. People can't see you.
Yeah, I know. Say. I just realized.
Okay, so what's your reasoning for my score?
Where do I start with this list? Okay, so...
Oh, my God.
When you get home and you take your shoes, let's say you're like in the hallway, you leave it in the hallway.
I take my shoes off.
Yeah, not even like on the... Like you push it all onto like a wall, We got a shoe rack that we barely even use.
That's not true. We use it.
Okay, but we never wear the shoes that are actually on the shoe
That's
rack.
That's true. It's just for like storage purposes.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was actually. Okay? So what you do is, let's say you're like in the living room, you take your shoes off, you leave it right there. Let's say you got your jacket on or a hoodie and it's hot out, or it's hot like in the apartment. You would leave it exactly where you took it off at.
That is true.
So if you're in the kitchen, you leave it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's,
I mean, I sometimes like take it away and put it back later.
Another thing I hate that you do, right? You have the tote bag. And when you come home from wherever.
You recently told me about this, okay?
But it's been bothering me for like
a month. Okay, but until
months.
You don't voice it, how is the other person supposed to know?
I don't know. It just hit me the other day.
Yeah,
But you've been doing that.
I've been doing that, but I think it's funny. And you know what's funny? I hate that I do that myself.
I don't
myself.
Understand why you do it.
I hate that I do that myself. I annoy myself by doing that.
She has this little tote bag that she carries around, and she puts
when
her wallet.
When I go to class, and I have my
her
like,
laptop.
Notebook.
She puts her notebook, her
like
camera, whatever.
Balm.
Yeah. It's just a few things. It's not even that many things, right?
But it's always in the same tote bag.
Exactly. She comes home and she leaves it on the kitchen counter. And
like,
that's it. She's home
corner.
And she just leaves it there.
And it's always like
your keys
filled
are in there.
With a bunch of shit.
And I'm just like, yo, bro, can you, like, why can't you just like take the things off, put it in the proper place, fold the tote bag and put it on the hanger that we have behind the entrance door?
That takes so many steps that when I get home, I just want to not have to deal with it.
You just want to put it down.
I just want to put it down and not have to deal with
it. See, the thing with Ali is that when she's done with something.
I'm done.
She's done. Like she doesn't really care to like put it away. Let's say she ate. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to say this.
All right.
She eats a really delicious meal that she made, okay? And she would just get up and go watch TV or go do something else in another room.
Because I just put in so much effort cooking this shit, and then now I ate it that I'm like, I don't want to worry about the end part.
That's it.
Like for a minute there, I want to just walk off and like not worry about it.
Since you are the one cooking most of the time, I can understand that perspective of like, okay, if I've just been cooking for like 2 hours, when I sit down and eat, I want to just eat my food and that's it. But I don't know, I would still put it like
put it in the sink. Other times I'm really like, I just want to step away from the shit and have to deal with it, and then I'll deal with it later. It's not that. The problem is, like, you expect me to deal with something, like, right then and there in that exact minute. And that's just not how I work. Because if some shit, like, if I make a sandwich, right? And then when you make a sandwich, you make a lot of mess. Because you have so many ingredients.
Exactly. You don't even put anything back in the fridge.
You don't put anything back in the fridge for, like, a little bit until you're like, oh, I should probably put this back in the fridge. And then you do. But you need that little bit of time
to like really fully enjoy.
It's like fully enjoy after your delicious sandwich you just worked to put together. And you just want to take some time to just sit there. I don't know how to explain
it. Okay. There's a couple more things, but I think we can get into
that.
Okay, what else?
What else?
No, I'm not. I'm going to save it for later.
Okay,
I'm going to save it for later. If you are a new listener, welcome.
Welcome to the talks.
And if you are a old listener, welcome back. This is a day late, okay? There's a lot of shit going on. We were like moving.
Yeah.
Today was like a long ass day.
Life has been a long ass day.
Yeah, exactly. So
I'm currently like laying in bed, like about to fall asleep.
She actually just woke up from a nap.
Yeah,
just being completely honest today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can kind of hear it like in her voice a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's okay. It's sexy.
No, it's not. But anyway, so today.
We're talking about.
I kind of want to do a part two to this because I don't think we're going to be able to get to all the questions, and we got some juicy ass shit.
Really? Okay, we might do like a second. We'll see.
I didn't realize that most people have the same problems with roommates. Mm. But there's like this one problem that like
it's
a lot of people, which you, I never thought about that, that it's like a thing, but a lot of people have that same problem.
Okay, I'm excited. I haven't like actually looked at what people have said, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, so today we're going to be talking about roommates. It's kind of a continuation of our last pod episode, which was about moving. We're currently in the middle of moving into a new apartment in Seattle, so we're super excited about that.
We met our first neighbor. Our first neighbor.
Yeah.
She was so nice.
She was very nice. Should we do a whole episode just about neighbors? I feel like I haven't had enough experience.
Because like, no, we're not going to talk about neighbors, because I feel like if we end up getting close to them and we say, hey, we got a podcast, and if they listen to it, they will click on moving and roommates.
Yeah.
They'll click on that. But anyways, so welcome back. We are here and... Why do I sound so formal?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, what is your just general experience with roommates? Like, do you like them? Do you not? You know, get into it.
I've had good experiences in high school.
Yeah.
But it was never exactly how I wanted it to be, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if I live by myself, everything is exactly how I want it to be.
You are also very particular.
I'm very particular.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go back to all the way like high school roommates. I used to live in like dorms and, you know, like my friends were my teammates. It was just whatever, you know, people just wanted to make it through life there. Everyone's away from family. That's cool, whatever. But like 3 years ago when I met Alia, should I get into some of the stories right now or like is that for later? Because...
Why not?
Let me just answer the question. My experience with roommates lately, it's been really, really bad.
Not including me.
No. Yeah. Not at all. Like before you, like when I met you. And you met some of my old roommates.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But you haven't
that was
met the
that
ones.
That whole situation.
You haven't met the ones before that.
Yeah, you told me stories though.
And I used to live in a house with 5 guys. Okay. Yeah. And those guys were not my friends.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, you want to move in together? Let's find a house. We're all cool with each other. We know we're all good people. No, these were complete strangers.
Yeah, it was like a listing of one room. You didn't know who else lived in that house.
Exactly. But this is the time where I took photography on full time. I was like, you know what? I'm going to move out of my mom's house and I'm going to do this shit. And that's it. Okay. Yeah. So, find a place, cheap rent. I was like, you know what? I don't care. As long as I have a room for myself and I can do whatever the fuck I want to do, I'm good. So I'm thinking, you know, everyone's going to be my age. It's just going to be, you know, like all the people don't have roommates. So
right.
I was like,
in your head, you're like, oh yeah, roommates, young people.
Yeah, cool. So I get in there. The first guy I saw that day when I signed the lease was, because when I first saw the room, I didn't see anybody. So I was like, oh, okay. And you know, at first, you don't know if this is like a house where everybody like socialize.
Oh my God. It's so funny you're saying this because I totally know like what
or
it was.
Or is it like one of those houses where everybody's just in their rooms and that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't see anybody. I was like, okay, cool. Maybe somebody's working, whatever. Signed the lease. I saw the place. It was nice, all that. So my first day... I get up there. The landlord was there to kind of see if anybody was there to maybe introduce me, whatever. But no one was there at the time. So she left. She was like, well, Yoni, you know, this is your place, whatever. She kind of just welcomed me into the house.
Yeah.
Like officially. I was like, oh, wow, nice. First of all, the house wasn't even that nice.
Yeah.
I was just excited that I had my own spot. Actually, to be honest, the house was pretty shitty. Like it wasn't. No. It wasn't
like cozy or
I wish
homey.
I could put a picture up here so you could, so the listener, you can just
it
really
was like,
see.
It was like old, not really taken care of.
Yeah, like you could see, you ever went somewhere and you already committed to that spot, but then you kind of like, okay, this is not as clean as I wanted it to be. And I'm like a very like clean person, I would say.
Yeah, you're definitely a very clean person.
So landlord leaves and then I hear some footsteps on the stairs coming upstairs, right? From the downstairs basement.
Yeah.
And this is the first person I meet, and he's like at least 42. And I was like, at first I thought this was like a maintenance guy or something. I didn't know.
Yeah.
And also, by the way, there's nothing, you know, you got to do what you got to do in your life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not over here sitting and
it's judging. Just not what you expected.
But it just caught me off guard, right? So I'm like, hey, how you doing? He was like tall, had a blue hat on. I remember it like it was yesterday. He just looked at me, kind of nodded a little bit, and then grabbed something from the fridge, opened it. It was like one of those quick dinners, threw it in the microwave. And just stood there in front of the microwave, staring at the food.
No.
So I'm like, okay. He didn't seem like he wanted to talk.
Yeah.
At all. So I was like, all right, cool. No problem.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
So I think I was just on my phone still upstairs in the living room. So my room was in the basement. He takes the food, don't even look at me, walks back downstairs, right? So he grabbed his food and he walks back downstairs. Then I was like, wow, this is kind of weird. But anyways, maybe I don't know. I didn't think too much of it. I was just happy I was there. I go back to my room, all that. Basically, fast forward on like my second night there, around 10 p.m., somebody was talking on the phone. Like in, you know, that little hallway right outside the door. So downstairs, yeah, there were three rooms, and then upstairs there was two rooms.
Yeah.
So I hear somebody on the phone saying some shit like, I went to the village and I had $30,000 with me. But that, like, he was saying some shit that I was actually interested in what he was saying.
Yeah, okay. And you could really hear.
Yeah, I could really hear it.
Was this person in the room or in the hallway?
It sounded like it was in the room. Mm. Okay, so anyways, you know, so the next day I wake up and I see Ian, that's like my other roommate, not my best friend Ian that gave me the camera, but yeah, another guy, Ian, that's who I'm referring to.
Yeah.
I got some shit to say about him too.
I remember.
So just know I'm talking about
him. I have
him.
Some shit to say about him myself.
So I see him and he's like, you know, cool guy around my age. And I was like, hey man, how you doing? Oh, nice to meet you. My name is Ian. My name is Yoni. All that small talk, right? And then I was like, did you hear that shit last night? Because I don't know. It was like pretty loud, like late too. He was like, yeah, man, I don't know what it is. And he moved in the same time I moved in.
Oh.
So we're both experiencing this shit at the same time.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, yeah, I don't know. I think he was just on his phone. I was like, okay, cool. No problem. Like, we didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
The second night.
The next night.
The next night, which was the second night there.
Oh, okay.
The same guy, and actually his name was Jerry, okay?
Okay.
So Jerry, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, but you were like weird.
No.
Sorry. He's probably not listening. Anyway, so on the second night, I kept hearing him talking about some shit like, I need you to stop stomping on the floor right now. So he kept saying that over and over, and he had like this really, yo, this is kind of creepy, but his voice was like deep and... This is how he sounded. Okay, I'm going to try to you know, do it. Stop stomping on the fucking floor.
Oh,
like that. But he really sounded like a monster.
Oh, so
that's when I was like, yo, who is... And that's the same guy that was, you know...
Making the food in the microwave.
Yeah. And I was like, I wanted to get outside. But then I was like, yo, maybe I should just stay in my room for now.
Oh, my God. But I was so scared because that's like outside of your room.
This is on my second night there.
Oh, dude.
And I'm supposed to be there for a whole year. So he's saying that. And I mean, obviously, I can hear somebody walking upstairs. But I didn't know who he was talking about. You know, I assumed he was just talking about him. So anyway, that night, he kept doing that for like an hour straight, just saying like some shit. Yo, one night he even said, tomorrow at 8 a.m., I'm going to wake up, get in my car, and drive into your room. He said that, and he's saying that, like, out loud. For the longest time, I used to think that he was just on the phone, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, I find that shit out later. So, I wake up the next day, I see Ian again. I was like, yo, did you hear that shit last night again? He was like, bro, yes. I was about to text you, but I didn't have your number. I wanted to talk to you, but, and his room is right across that guy's room. Oh. I'm down the hall.
Oh, I'm like getting the heebie-jeebies.
So he's getting stressed. And now at the same time, when I'm talking to him, the other guy from upstairs actually came out of his room. Mm-hmm. And he was like, his name was James. Cool guy. I felt bad for him because he got so scared of what the guy, because he could hear that shit too. And he got so scared that he started to walk around his room like on his tippy toes, not to make room. And he accidentally dropped.
Not to make sound.
Yeah. And he actually accidentally, he told me he dropped his phone. And it's like wooden floor. So yeah, it's like not,
old house.
Yeah. So it's like you can hear the squeak. Is it squeaking?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can hear that. So, anyways, I just want to say I have like every day something else happening in that house.
Yeah.
So. I don't know if there's a way you can, like, you know, meet your roommates before you move into a house, but
I mean, I think you definitely can. You can definitely plan out to find roommates and find the house, and you choose who they are. They don't necessarily have to be like your friends or people that you knew before. But you have to
meet everyone. Yo, you have to meet your roommates.
Yeah. Like, if I ever, so my personal experience with roommates, I've never had a roommate outside of like a school situation. The only roommate experience I really had was when I was in Canada living in the dorms at the dance school. And there you always had roommates like every year, and you chose your roommate. So that was like kind of different because you're also like a kid, you know, you're like 16, 17. It can be like really fun. So my personal experience with roommates hasn't really been that extensive because I think that roommates, once you're out of high school and you're like in college and then maybe past college, those are like the really specific roommate experiences.
Yeah.
So that being said.
So you don't have any stories for us?
I don't have any stories. Yeah, so I don't have any like specific stories, but I would say that I would personally, like, if I were to get a roommate today, you know, if we weren't in this relationship, or maybe we just weren't living together or whatever, if I were to get a roommate, what I would be looking for is definitely, I would not want to live with my friends. I would not want my friends that I currently have now to be my roommates.
You think that would
That would ruin? Totally, for me personally, I don't want to see my friends every day. I don't want to see my friends all the time. I don't.
Yeah.
And I feel like once I did,
it ruins it. Because
that's how I automatically feel, I would like get so annoyed by them, I wouldn't want to be around them anymore. And I want to be with my friends.
Because then if you're not around them anymore, like, who are you going to text to like get away?
Yeah.
Like, they're the people.
Exactly. And yeah, I don't know. I've had my roommate, like, when I was younger. I had my like best friends or closest friends as roommates, and it kind of made me like not like them as much anymore.
Really?
Yeah, because I mean, it was different. It's like they were roommates, and actually, like, we shared a room compared to like you share an apartment or a house. That's like
real room,
right? Yeah,
roommate.
But I just know that spending so much time and sharing so much of your space and your daily life with a roommate, especially if it's like an apartment, and because you're friends, you're like gonna want to hang out, but at the same time, I feel like for me personally, it would ruin my relationship with my friend. So I definitely am looking for like a stranger who I would seek out, like, for sure, 100%, like, go on some roommate website, you know, maybe, like, put, like, a listing and say, like, looking for a roommate, and then kind of say, like, what I want them, you know, I want them to be, like, between like certain ages and maybe like, you know, girls or I don't know, whatever. You know, I would like maybe do like take that approach. Mm.
You remember Ian, right?
Yeah.
Now this guy, he that's the roommate I talked about earlier. He's a nice guy, but he never got out of his room ever.
Yeah.
Like only to eat and go right back to his room. So basically, this house was not a social house.
No, not at all. It was like a house where people just like rent a room and that's it.
And that's it. I don't give a fuck about you. I'm just doing me, right? This is what people, this is where, that's how the house was. And I'm a very social person. So I was like, I really wanted it to be, I wanted to just talk to people. Because, you know, I love strangers.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, cool. It wasn't a big deal that it wasn't like that. So this guy, luckily I never, I don't give my Instagram, my socials to roommates.
Okay.
Like I don't do that. Because I don't need you to look at my story while I'm in my room doing my thing. You know, like okay. If I'm posting shit or, I don't know, it's just weird. Okay. And when I say roommates, I don't mean actual, like we lived in the same house. I feel like that definition could be like.
I mean, I think that people don't think that you share like an actual room with people when you're older, you know?
Yeah. So this guy, I don't know if you, you know, listen to this, but.
Probably not.
I don't know. Because the other day I ran into him. He was like, hey, man, how you been?
Oh, that's you the did?
Guy. Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know. I forgot if I actually gave him my, you know, my Instagram. But anyway, so he would leave so much hair.
Oh my God, guys. I don't want to even. When I would come to Yoni's place and I would use that bathroom.
The floor would be wet because, like, hold on a second. The floor would be wet because he gets out of the shower and he doesn't actually, like, dry his body. How do I say this? Like, he gets out of the shower just super wet.
Yeah.
And his hair is just falling out, seems like. And it's, like, mixed on the floor with the hair in it. And he has, like, long, thin hair.
So, it's, like, wet floor with hair wet on the ground. And then it's, like, it's like, because of the shower moisture, you know how some it gets, like, whatever dust is in that room, it, like, makes it wet. So, it's, like, extra disgusting, like, wet floor, surfaces.
I would leave notes on the counter and I would say, like, please clean after yourself. And I just don't understand if I'm the person who did that. I know that I live with other people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to clean that shit up, even on the counter.
And just the idea of, like, I remember when I first came and, like, started seeing you and... Ugh, I would just hate using the bathroom because it was so, it was such a, like, the definition of, like, a boy bathroom, except, like, it was, totally wasn't you, you know, like.
It's so not me, though.
Causing it. Yeah, and you're, like, such a clean person that I was just, it was just, oh, my God, just thinking about it makes me cringe.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. So, like, I didn't want you to use that bathroom.
Yeah, but, I mean.
Even when you first came over.
Yeah.
I was like, just please go. Because the bathroom upstairs was way cleaner. Because, you know, Raul used to live up there.
Yeah, yeah,
like, he was like a cleaner. So he was also like an older guy. Like he was like maybe like approaching
50 something.
But he's so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was like clean and he was like mopping the floor upstairs in the living room and he was cleaning that bathroom. It was like right across his room. So sometimes when I would go in there, I would feel like I'm walking into his bathroom.
Yeah, it was definitely better.
Yeah, so anyways. Anytime anybody ever came over, I'm like, yeah, just use the bathroom upstairs. Don't even worry about this one over here.
So speaking of the fact that he was older, what do you think is like an age? Like, do you think there's an age to where you shouldn't have roommates anymore? No. Or like,
no, I think everybody got their own story. There is no, like, who am I to say? Like, honestly, past 30, like, you cannot have a roommate. Like, why not?
I really think that you should have a roommate until you... decide want to and until you feel like
you don't need to.
You don't need to anymore.
Because some people strictly do it just financially, which I understand. Rent is like crazy out here. So.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm like, rent is getting worse and worse and worse in like big cities like Seattle, Chicago.
But imagine having roommates, like having living in a house like this and having a roommate move in, and it's like a whole family. It's like a, it's like a man and his wife. And like a kid or something. I'm sure that's okay, a thing somewhere.
But you would definitely see if they're moving in, like who it would be.
I know, but what I'm saying is, would that be a problem for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, I'm not trying to live with a whole other family.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so random. I feel like, how would that even happen?
I'm sure somewhere, someone needs that.
Yeah. Anyways, you know? But I definitely think that if you're a person who's like, I'm 25, 26 or whatever, and you still have a roommate, but you feel some type of way about it, or like society or people around you make you feel some type of way just because you have a roommate and you're, I don't know, not in your early 20s anymore. And you're like, I don't know, 26, 27. It's like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Also, why would you not? Like, if you're a person that likes to be social, if you like to have someone else that you're living with, because I can understand, like, obviously we live together and we're in a relationship, but if you, I don't know, I mean, I would like to have my own apartment if I wasn't in a relationship, but also if I had a roommate and I was able to get a better place and share rent, because shit is like so expensive out here. I wouldn't think about it twice. Like, if that's your situation, even if you're like 30, 31 and you're not in a relationship or whatever, the whole of like, you know, you're this age, like you shouldn't have a roommate anymore. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Honestly. No. For like, why?
If you don't have a problem having a roommate and sharing space, I just always think that's like the smartest thing to do.
Yeah.
Unless you just have hella money and you just want to, you know.
Yeah. That's, or that's like fine. You really want to have your own space specifically and you're willing to like, you know, spend more money on that.
That's
or
on you. That's on you. But I don't think that's very smart.
You don't think that's very smart?
I think that's very smart.
I think that if that's something like, if who that's are you important to you?
I just want to have my own. Like, why? Like, how much space do you need?
No. Like, they just don't want to have to deal with someone when they come home.
I understand. I understand.
All right. How about, I haven't really dealt with it. Actually, I have dealt with this a little bit, but I was like way younger, but I think this is the closest I got to it, where my roommate had a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And this was when I was like, I think I was 14.
Okay.
And have you ever had a roommate that had like a significant other while you guys were roommates? Because it's definitely a thing, especially, and I can imagine how it is when you're older.
Right.
You know, like having a roommate and then you wake up one day and they're dating someone and then this other person is basically in your house or your apartment all the time. But how it's like, I didn't choose this person to be my roommate. I chose the other person, but now there's a new person coming with the other person.
And they feel like they actually deserve to be there.
Yeah. I mean, and I can only imagine
it's
like...
It's not that they don't deserve to be there, but it's like you can't just...
You can't just start living here.
I've heard stories before that where like other people's boyfriends or like girlfriends would move in.
Basically move in
and stay in their room. Yeah, okay, you can stay in their room, but now you're just out here in the kitchen walking around using my shit. It's like, nah, you can't do that, bro.
Yeah, especially I think like if you're not close to your other roommate and you haven't really talked about it. I think like if I was the roommate that was bringing a significant other home and they were like around more and more, I would, before kind of like making that like a comfortable situation that is frequent, I would, you know, talk to my roommate, be like, hey, I just wanted to like make sure that you're cool with, you know, my person coming around, and like if you ever feel like they're here too much or they're in your space, or because it's like, shit, they have, this other person has one roommate, they didn't sign up for two extra roommates, they don't have to deal with another person here, especially if they want to like walk around or sit somewhere, and
yeah,
you know, stuff like that. It's like at the end of the day, it is your home that you're paying rent, and you are paying rent and decided on this arrangement, not this other one.
Yeah.
So I think that as a roommate also, you have the right to not be okay with that significant other being around all the time. It's like, fuck, do they have a house? Go to their house sometimes too.
Yeah. I feel like you should always voice that though. But sometimes it's hard to tell someone, hey, your boyfriend is here all the time and I know that we're cool, but like, how do you tell someone, can your boyfriend not be here as much?
Just like that. Just be like, do you mind going over to his place from time to time, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's a reasonable request.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully, like, your roommate is level-headed, that they would understand. Because I can definitely imagine what it would be like to, you know, deal with the boyfriend and, like... And even if maybe he's like a cool person, but maybe he's not and you really don't like him, that's like an extra shit.
I would definitely say something.
Yeah.
100%. But you know, you remember when you used to come over, like what if like my roommates didn't like you? Like they would, first of all, the type of roommates I had, I feel like everyone had. It's different
though, because I never hung out anywhere but your room.
I mean, yeah, there was.
So I'm talking about like.
Anywhere else in the house was not even like. Yo, she was a mess.
You
couldn't
even like hang out anywhere else, anyways.
So. Me and Raul used to sometimes hang out upstairs and just talk about how messy the house is and how much like things we need to fix here.
Yeah, but it's like not really your house, so.
Yeah, it wasn't.
All right, I think one thing that was like reoccurring in my head when I was thinking about roommates is just like the different things that you share when you live with someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was thinking, like, would you say that you're a person, let's say your situation was that you were living with people that are kind of your friends, but they're not like your friends, you're just cool with.
Okay.
You know, and maybe it's you and just like one other person, maybe two other people, and you live in an apartment. It's clean, it's nice, it's cool, the arrangement is nice. Would you still be the person that, like, has their section in the kitchen, their section in the fridge of like, these are my eggs, you get your own eggs? Or would you be more like open? It's like, oh, do you want some eggs? Okay, cool. And then whenever I want something, I'll take some. No. Okay.
No.
No.
I'm not sharing my fucking eggs. I'm not sharing my orange juice.
So you would have like your name written on everything. You have a section in the
fridge.
I will
write my name on every egg. If I need to,
and like count down the eggs.
No, like how annoying would it be if you buy a pack of eggs or whatever, and let's say it's 12 eggs, and you know that you have 8 left, and then one day you wake up and you only have 4 left.
I mean, but the thing is, for
it's not a big deal. We're talking about eggs, but it's like, yo, don't touch my shit without asking me. Don't do that.
Oh shit! Okay. I don't want to be your roommate.
No.
No, for me, honestly, like if somebody, I would say this beforehand. And this is, I think, something that you would have to establish with the people you live with.
I think I just had, I'm traumatized from what I had to go through in the other apartment.
Yeah, maybe. Because if I got like a pack of eggs, I would just say like, you know, hey, I got some eggs. Like, if you ever need to use one or two, like, you're more than welcome to. But obviously, like, don't use it if I only have, like, 2 left.
I don't know. This is tricky because everybody works. Everybody goes grocery shopping. Like, I'm not going to the store and carrying shit for you to use.
Okay, here's the thing. That you established that boundary. What I'm saying is I'm much more like...
That's good for you.
If you need... Okay, shit, but can I say my piece?
Okay, go ahead.
Damn. You know, if I have some strawberries or some bread or something, or like...
Those are all the things I love. I'm not sharing.
I mean, maybe not the strawberries. Like, fuck, don't touch that shit. But I don't know. It's like... oil, for example, like if there's oil that I have and like this other person doesn't have oil, it's like I'm not gonna die if they're gonna use some
oil. Is okay. I used to actually steal my
roommate's. Use that oil from that roommate all the time.
Yeah, I didn't ask him. I'm sure he didn't mind, but like if I wanted to make like an omelet and I ran out of my oil and there's like a big ass bottle of oil right there, like you think I'm not gonna use that?
Exactly my point.
You know, so I definitely, and they used my shit too. It was like a common understanding.
We never talked about it. Remember when I bought you that pan and your roommate used the new ass pan?
I was so mad.
Because you saw it was like in the, he washed it and it was in the clean dishes. You're like, yo, why I didn't use this.
I didn't use this. But anyway, so I think it was like a common thing that we all knew that we were using each other's shit, but we never talked about it. Like, hey man, you know, if you ever want to use this, go ahead, you know, as long as you wash it. It was just like we would use it. One day I walked in and somebody was using some of my shit. Like he was using like the pan spoon. What do you call it? Like the big wooden
spoon. Like a wooden spoon.
Yeah. He was using it and then like he tried to like hide it and he kind of like gave his back to me while he was in the middle of stirring some shit.
With your spoon.
Yeah. But I saw it. I wasn't going to make it. I didn't care, you know?
Yeah.
But I was like, damn. I felt bad because he was like, he really needed to use it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so funny.
But speaking of using other people's shit, this is the funniest story ever. I don't know if it's going to be funny to you guys, but to me, it's hilarious. I walk in one day and we had a couple new roommates that came in. It was supposed to be just one roommate, but he moved in with two of his friends.
Oh my God.
So it was like three grown ass men
in the same room.
In the same room, and it was the smallest room.
Oh shit!
Whatever life shit they were going through,
clearly they needed that room.
Yeah, they needed that shit. So I was like, I respected it. I was like, yo, you looking out for each other.
Yeah.
So I walk in one day, and I forgot what it was. I think I used to have those frozen burritos I used to buy from the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember those pack of like 12 frozen burritos with like beans and beef and shit?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, and I used to love that shit, right? So I was hungry. I was like, you know, as soon as I get home, I'm just going to pop one of those in the microwave. So I get in the kitchen and I see that there's only one left. But I knew I had like three or four, but at least three, right? It was like... It was back when I used to count everything, know exactly how much I had.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is like not correct. Like I knew exactly how much I had. So one of the roommates that I never talked to, he was like one of the extra guys.
Mm-hmm.
He was big and he looked strong as fuck. And he was taller than me too.
Okay.
So I think I was angry that day about some shit, right? So I had just one of those days that it's like, you know, I wish somebody would mess with me.
Mm.
So now that I walk in and I open the fucking refrigerator and I see that I don't have any of the food. And then he happened to just walk in the room. And I looked at him and I was like, hey, man, did you eat some of my shit? And he looks at me and I don't think he really spoke like very good English.
Mm.
He looks at me like this. And then he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay. I didn't say anything. I was so shook.
Yeah, I mean, like, what can he say?
Like, he really said, yeah, what you gonna do? That's what I heard in my mind. Pretty much,
yeah.
Oh, my God. And I ate the burrito that I had, and I went back downstairs. But it's so funny because all he said was yes. But in my head, I literally heard, yes, I ate it, and what you gonna do about it?
Yeah, I mean,
anyways,
you could have been like, give me $5.
No, I was not trying to mess with him. He knows exactly where I live.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, but anyways, if that ever happens to you, what would you do? Like, are you just going to let it go? Or are you saying, this is my food, it's not okay?
I mean, if...
Like, it's not okay to steal someone else's food.
Yeah, I think that, like, if I knew who it was, like, I guess you had a lot of roommates, you know? But if I had, like, just some shit that is distinctly mine... You know, it's not like eggs or oil or like a little bit of oat milk for your coffee or some shit like that. You know, it's like distinctly like an ice cream sandwich in the freezer or something, you know?
Yo,
and they just like take it and I just I go home and I know it's there and it's no longer there.
I was so mad.
Then you really are like, you took my shit.
And he did that multiple times.
Because I didn't buy this. And I'm like, oh, hey, I got some ice cream sandwiches. Just so you know, if you want one, like, you can take one.
Yeah.
If I say that, obviously I can't say anything.
Exactly.
But you can't just, like, take
that one shit. Day he made a whole frozen pizza that I had. Like, think about the steps that you got to go through. Like, just thinking about
it. And they're like, yo, this is not mine. For fuck it.
This is not mine. I'm going to preheat the oven. I could have been in my room, but I was not. I was away, obviously, for like a long period of time. And he just made that shit, and that was my dinner. And he
hella enjoyed that shit, too.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, though.
And he's like an extra. He's not even the
guy he's supposed to. He's not even supposed to be there.
Anyways, man, I hope everyone is doing good out there. But this is, and I understand, like, if you need some food and it's there, like, if you ask me, like, I get it. Like, there's a couple of times I got somebody's oil, or I got somebody's, I never took somebody's eggs, because you can really count that shit. You can really, but oil, like, you'll never know. I use someone's oil for, sometimes when I went grocery shopping, I would purposely not buy oil because we had this big ass bottle of oil.
But it wasn't yours.
It wasn't mine, but I was like, do I really need to
buy it? Same thing with salt. I remember it's like someone else had salt, but I was like, Yoni, you got to buy your own salt.
No. Anyways.
Anyways.
If you ever want to save money, that's a good little trick. But you can't do that with eggs, though.
Yeah. All right. Should we get into some...
I do want to get into some questions.
All right. Let's get into some of y'all's situations.
Y'all's. All right. Someone said, one of my roommates and her boyfriend wanted me to have a threesome with them.
Oh. Okay.
How does that happen? You hang out a couple times. And this is definitely something that the couple talked about. Like, hey.
Yeah.
Your roommate is kind of like, it's kind of cute.
Damn.
I don't know.
It's kind of dope that the other, like the roommate was like cool with it.
Yeah.
Like not the roommate that was being asked, but like the roommate with the boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's cool that the boyfriend was like trying to do that. Or maybe she initiated it. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know if she did it. Because she had a crying emoji here at the end of the question.
Crying emoji or crying laughing?
Like a teardrop.
Oh.
So I don't know what happened. Maybe she liked it. Maybe she didn't. I don't know.
I mean, hey, that could be kind of fun. Just like a one night thing.
But imagine, no, this is the roommate. So they all live there. So what happens when...
You do it once, you probably do it more times.
Yeah. What happens if the boyfriend leaves... And they already date some shit. So now...
You mean the girls?
Yeah.
Oh, so what? Now the girls are just going to do shit?
They can continue doing shit every day if they wanted to.
If they want to, yeah.
As a boyfriend, I wonder if that would be like a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
As a boy, if I was that boyfriend...
That's messy. Like, yeah, I wouldn't do all that.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Someone said, having a random roommates who always eat in their rooms so you never get to socialize... That was me, and honestly I didn't really care that much because everybody was kind of just weird a little bit.
Yeah, so you didn't actually want to socialize.
And hey, maybe they thought I was weird too, I don't know.
Yeah,
but I just feel like I was the normal one, you know.
Yeah.
And
they probably thought that they were the normal ones.
And James was pretty cool too.
Yeah, James was, I don't think, cool. I was there when he was when
no he
was
there. He moved out because of somebody's shit. He moved out because of Jerry downstairs.
I feel like if your roommate clearly doesn't care to socialize, then just leave it as that, you know?
Just leave him alone, bro.
Yeah, it's like, fuck, your roommates, you live in the same place.
Like, I didn't sign up to be a friend.
You're saving up. Yeah, you're saving up on rent, this but like, business. That's that. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Someone said, once I broke the bathroom, we all had to fix it, and I will always be sorry for that.
You broke the bathroom.
I don't know how the fuck you break a bathroom. But this is what they said.
They broke the bathroom.
And everyone had to pay for it.
Oh, well, at least like they didn't, you know, blame it on the other person.
If I didn't break some shit, I guess maybe. I don't know. I don't want to speak.
If I didn't break something.
But you have to like pay $300 because it's collectively like, no. Anyways, so they said they're sorry for that, okay?
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you broke something in the bathroom, it might not even been that, like, you specifically broke it. And maybe it's, like, you're just the one that took it over the edge, you know what I'm saying? Mm. It's very situational.
Yeah, well, this was very personal, how they wrote it.
I broke the bathroom.
Yeah, all right. Someone said, my roommate invades my space all the time and constantly asks for favors. Mm. Yo, I would be so annoyed.
Like, first of all, walk in this in your room and they're like, hey, I need...
One of my roommates used to always knock on my door.
Mm. And do what? Say what?
No, he wanted to, like, use my phone.
Okay.
And I would never answer because I would just pretend that I'm not home.
You know, he probably knew you were home.
Yeah, but he was always knocking. And one day I opened and he was like, hey, man, can I use your phone? I was like, yeah, sure. Like, what's the number? I'll type it in for you.
It's always weird when people ask you, use your phone, you know?
I hate... Nobody touches my phone other than you. That's it. If you want something, I'll show it to you. I'll share my Wi-Fi data.
I do kind of hate, like, when people take... Like,
Don't go through my phone, bro. Yeah. Especially if I want to show you a picture, just look at that picture. Don't swipe left or right. That's
a classic, like, they grab it. Like, my mom, she will just grab it. I mean, honestly, so, I don't give a fuck. You know, there's nothing on my phone anyways.
You know what's the trick, though? If you want to show someone a picture... And it's one picture and they can't really swipe left or right. Because sometimes it could be risky. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
So you have to zoom in a little bit. So now when you zoom in a little bit, if they want to like swipe, they just move the picture. Mm. And then you tell them, no, it's just this picture. And they're like, oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah. Come on, still swipe.
Yeah, like double swiping. Yeah. All right. Someone said, how do you manage
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say that for this person, that their friend is always, like, invading their space and, like, asking them for favors and shit. It's like, just tell your roommate, bro, like, can you, like, don't keep coming into my room all the time and ask me for shit. Like, I think, I don't know why for some reason with roommates is, like, people need to give less of a fuck and just say how it is. Especially if they're not really your friend. Like, if you have roommates that are not actually your friends, you want
to
just...
You don't want to make it a thing because you guys live together. Like, you see each other all the time. You don't want to give it, like, a bad... Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, but also, like, your roommate shouldn't just be coming up in your shit all the time.
That's true.
And asking for shit.
That's true. All right. Someone said, how do you manage a roommate who tries to manage you?
How do you manage a roommate who tries to manage you? I mean...
First of all, don't manage me. You're not my manager.
If they're managing you, but like, what are they managing you for?
Like, you know, like, just tell you, hey, do this. And like, kind of, you know, someone who just tells you what to do all the time.
Yeah, but okay. I wouldn't like that. But if they're like just telling me also like, hey, do you mind cleaning after your shit? Or like, do you mind doing the dishes also? Like, do you mind cleaning your dishes? Or...
Yeah, if you're
things
dirty,
that are like basically about like you not being a good roommate,
yeah,
then like you should, you know.
So then it's not really actually being managed. It's just that you're lazy and you need to like do some shit around the house.
Need to do your part, you know.
Yeah. All right. Someone said my roommate and I were super close, but once I got in a serious relationship, we stopped talking because they felt replaced.
I mean, that's their problem.
Yeah. Like, yeah, actually, yeah, that is
that's
the problem.
A you problem right there because it's like shit. Like, I didn't replace you.
You want me to be single for you?
Yeah, no, there are. I feel like that's a girl thing for sure, and I don't know why some girls do that sometimes.
Mm.
But it's like that's something that they have to figure out. It's not for you to figure out. Like, it's not your fault that you got in the relationship and now your friend
feels
like they're being replaced. I mean, you know, if you as the person that got in a relationship are kind of not spending like much time at all with your friend, you like you used to, and you don't really spend time with them, you don't plan to, maybe they reach out and you kind of cancel on them or you're flaky or whatever. And so let's say like maybe your relationship has specifically changed since you were in a relationship romantically.
Yeah.
Then like maybe there's some fault to you and you could spend more time with your friend also, mm-hmm. but your friend could also like actually voice this shit and just be like, hey, we just like don't hang out anymore as much as we used to. I want to hang out more, you know?
Yeah.
And then you should figure it out.
All right. Someone said they shed hair literally everywhere.
Honestly, okay. That's one thing that happens to me.
Lately, actually, hasn't... Is this like a thing that changes over time?
I guess like maybe a little bit, but I don't know. Like the last couple months, I was shedding so much hair all the time. And it's so frustrating for me because I always have hair just like on my clothes. There's hair like in my socks. There's just hair everywhere just like falling from my head.
Yeah.
I remember when I had a roommate when I was younger, I had left because I got injured when I was at the dance school and I went home back to Seattle. And it was like significantly like a lot of months later, and my friend told me that my hair was still in the room, was like in random drawers.
Damn.
Yeah, so my hair is just kind of everywhere.
Hmm.
And honestly, it's like I try my best to like whenever I see it, gather it. If I'm like playing with my hair and hair falls out, like I try to, you know, actually get up and throw it away, which sometimes is like fucking annoying.
But it hasn't really been happening a lot lately.
But I'm saying that to say like I understand the person who's shedding a lot. It's like you can't really control that.
It's not your fault, bro.
Yeah, like the most you can do is obviously try to like put it away or clean it and shit.
Yeah. All right. Someone said one gets up early and makes heavy noises. You have to be aware that it is 6 a.m. and there's people still sleeping.
Yo, I had an experience with this. Okay?
But I feel like some people just wake up and they just think everybody should be up.
Yo, I literally... And this was when we shared a room, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when you share a room is different because if you share an apartment, it's like you're still in your room. The person isn't in your like room. You can't really hear them as much. But I had a roommate that would wake up so much earlier than me. And they would like do everything, get ready, you know, put on their uniform, whatever. And they were so extra loud in doing all that. And it was so not, it was so like, what do you call it? Unnecessarily early that by the time they were all ready to go and getting breakfast, I was just getting up. And okay. I was always making it on time. So I was like, you're just doing extra shit right now.
Yo, that's kind of goals though.
What?
That's kind of nice to do all that.
To do all that. And then when they leave to get breakfast, I'm just getting up.
Yeah, like they have, they just, they, that's kind of, I wish I was like that.
Ugh, but it's like, yo, what are you?
Versus getting up and having to leave. You get up way early and you do all this other shit. And then, okay, it's time to leave now. You know how much like calm that is?
Yeah, I know. I do get that now, like, that I'm older, but I just remember when I was young, I was like, why the fuck are you waking up so early?
Yeah, I would be so mad.
And if you share a room, that's, like, extra annoying.
Yeah.
But I do think that, like, sometimes, even now when I wake up, because I feel like I naturally wake up a little bit earlier than you do.
Just naturally.
And, and you know, sometimes it just, I'm like ready to get up. So I get up and I do random things. Usually, you know, wash the dishes from the night before.
I never hear anything.
But that's crazy though, because I usually leave the door open so that I kind of like help you wake up.
Yeah, that shit not working.
It doesn't work.
Nah.
It doesn't work. I still like come and you're dead asleep.
Yeah. All right. One person said, my former roommate will bring people over without asking me.
Like significant amount of people?
I mean, they said they would bring people over. I don't know how many. When you have a roommate, do you feel like you should let them know that you're inviting people?
Yeah. Just imagining, like, I'm thinking about, like, my friends who have roommates.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine that either of them would, like, have me come over without telling, at least letting the other person know, like, oh, hey, Alia's coming over for, like, a little bit, or like,
that's
is like it
just
cool?
Common courtesy, I think that's right? Just,
yeah.
Like, well, how would you? Yeah.
But I think that it depends what type of roommate situation you're in. Like, are you actually cool and you hang out sometimes as roommates? Or, like, do you simply live together and you don't hang out or anything like that? Because if you don't hang out or whatever, then I feel like you wouldn't tell the other person you're having people
over. You should have all your roommates' numbers to text.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Someone said, I live in a house with six other girls and no one washes their dishes. And they make so much noise. Low-key hate it. Mm. I would damn, hate it too.
Six other girls?
Whew, that?
Oh my God, that's like a sorority. Fuck. I would, that's like honestly my worst. Like, I would hate to live with hella girls.
Why?
Because girls are annoying as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I never lived with.
But also.
Well, I never lived with like any girls ever.
Yeah.
It was just like you were like my first roommate. That's aww, like a girl. Yeah, but guys are, you'd be surprised. Guys are like
what?
Nasty. A lot of people just don't care.
I wouldn't
care.
Be surprised. I think people just assume guys are nasty as roommates.
But also, you'd be surprised. There's a lot of girls who also are just messy and nasty too.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't even matter what you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would definitely never, ever, ever have like hella girl roommates.
No, I mean, you can. We live together now. How are you going to do that? Someone said, I'm going off to college this fall. It'll be my first time living with roommates. Any advice? On your first day, you have to let them know who you are and your personality. Okay?
Yeah, just like be cool.
Be yourself.
You know, introduce yourself. Don't be like weird and not like say shit.
Or, yeah, exactly.
You know?
Unless, I mean, some people are just not talkative, you know. But you do want to just show that you're like a cool person.
Yeah,
but
just other like than break that, the ice.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like this is not even important. Like the best advice is to clean after yourself and make sure that everybody kind of has, you know, taking the trash out, I think is a big thing that people like never do.
We don't.
What do you mean?
Like, we're the worst at taking the trash out ourselves.
I mean, yeah, we just let it get full until it's time to take it out, you
know?
Yeah,
and but, it's like full, full, full.
Yeah, and some people, I don't know, just I would say the advice that I can give you, and then Allie, maybe you can give her an advice too. I would just say, just do your dishes, wash after yourself.
Yeah, just like you be the good roommate.
Yeah.
You know, it's just do your part, be even the if the other people don't do it.
Be the roommate you want to be.
What? Be the roommate you want to have.
Oh, yeah, you want to have. Yeah, exactly.
Be the roommate you want to be.
All right. Someone said, I had a roommate who just recently moved out. In capital letters, thank God. He was 4 years older than me. He was 4 years older than us and had sex religiously, like at 11 a.m. The rest of us were
11 a.m.
Yeah. She said, the rest of us were in school. In parentheses, Zoom. So it's like
remote. Oh, so they're at home.
Yeah. We had to listen to this man all the time until my roommate started to bang on the wall and scream. He moved out and left a lot of toenails everywhere in every room.
In every room? Including your room?
Yo, how many times do you... Okay, this is pretty nasty.
Hold on. So they had that this roommate had sex every day at 11 a.m. with who?
I don't know.
I feel like it's a key important thing. Like, was there someone else?
No, you can tell this was really happening at 11 a.m. because if she wrote 11 a.m., that's like very specific.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's 10:45. Got 15 minutes.
That might have been his time. I don't know, but that would be annoying.
Okay. That would be annoying.
Like you always have to think about like, okay, I don't know. Like me, I would always prefer that no one would find out. Like I hate when people know when some shit is going down.
Mm.
If I have roommates, because I don't know, it's just weird. Someone's walking down the hallway and then they just hear
some shit going down.
Yeah, like I don't think you particularly like care about that, but
you know, I don't, you care more about that than I do.
Yeah, I don't think it's
but I kind of get it, like necessary. if you live in a house with like hella guys and you have your girlfriend come over and then you can hear that some shit is going down, it's like you don't want the other guys to hear like your girl doing some shit.
It's just my business.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. I get that.
You know, shit. All right. Someone said, I live in a house with six other girls and no one washes dishes. Oh, I already read that. Sorry. All right. Someone said, my roommate flirting with my boyfriend every time he comes over to our place.
Okay. That's it?
That's it.
And what's the boyfriend doing, you know? Because if the boyfriend
No. Don't put it on a boyfriend.
No, I'm you not gotta putting check. It on a boyfriend. You got to check her. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but you gotta like talk to your roommate. Like, why are you flirting with my boyfriend every time? What's wrong with you?
Okay, but if she's but if my boyfriend is still my boyfriend and he's not like, if I had a roommate, right? And every time you came over, my roommate was like laughing and like, you know, being like extra friendly and shit like that. I would think it's hilarious because I'd be like, yo, this girl thinks, like, what does she think she's doing?
It'll be annoying, I think.
It could get annoying, I guess. Yeah, like, but
we live together and you have to let her know that you can't do that.
Yeah.
What are you trying to have a threesome or something? Then say that then. But like, don't, you know?
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
That's weird. All right. Someone said, are you comfortable having a male roommate?
You know, this is something that I thought about bringing up earlier. I've never lived with, I don't know. Like, could you have a roommate? Could I have a roommate that was a guy? And he was like my only roommate.
Okay, there's a couple of perspective on that. That guy could be your friend that you guys decided to move in together, or that could be just a stranger guy person.
I feel like I would definitely have to know them.
Yeah.
You know, like a friend, like a guy friend that I've known for a while, and then it's like he needs a roommate, I need a roommate.
Do you think some shit would happen?
Probably. Like if we're both single and like some it could easily go down.
Easily, right?
So easily. You know?
Yeah. All right. Someone said, I was the bad roommate. I asked my roommate if I could squish our beds together for a threesome.
Oh.
Well, how does that make you the bad roommate?
I don't know.
Who's the third person? That's what I want to know. Oh, that's funny. You're not a bad roommate.
People be having a good time with their roommates. Shit.
So that's the thing I was saying. Everyone is having like threesomes in these roommate stories. All right, let's see. Someone said, I love my roommate. She's great, but she will always stick with me for hours, talking to me, not leaving me alone, not minding her own business. It's like,
oh, she wants a friend.
Is not able to spend time alone. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I had a moment before when I was like, I think 15. And I used to, like, not be able to be by myself in my room. Like, it used to be a thing that you...
Yo, why? What's wrong? You
have to, like, prop your door open. Like, everybody has to have their door open. If you're not, like, changing or if you're not doing something specific. Really? Or whatever. Yeah, they would want... So that they know, like, who is in your room. Because, like, you weren't allowed to have someone that wasn't your roommate or yourself. If you had somebody that was from a different room in your room, you can't close the door. They have to know who's in your room.
And what y'all doing.
Exactly.
Damn.
Yeah. So what? They had, so they, cause they were supervising us and we're like 15 and shit. And, you know, anyways. Right. So the doors were always propped open. But if you're just by yourself in your room, you can have your door closed.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I was by myself, I would want to have my door open. Because I want to let people know that, like, they can come into my room. Mm-hmm. But my roommate at the time, who was also the roommate that woke up hella early, that same roommate, she loved to have the door closed because she was an introvert and she never wanted to hang out with people.
Oh.
You know, even though, like, I loved her and we were, like, great, you know, we were great friends at the time.
What's her name?
Doesn't matter. But try to put people on blast. But I think it was hilarious because we were so the opposite. But then when the next year or 2 years later, I got my own room, very weirdly, I was like, you know what? I want to have my own room. And I actually was able to get my own room. And I realized how much I loved my alone time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I definitely understand how you can be both people. It's like you can be the person that is always trying to talk and always trying to hang out, and you just can't really be by yourself. And I think it just takes like time to mature, to know how to spend time alone, you know, and like be cool with like not talking to other people, even if they're right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been like both of those people. You know,
I never knew that.
Yeah. I used to be like, I would used to get anxiety if I knew people were like outside and my door was closed, and like, I wouldn't be like, I would just get major, major, major FOMO, like so bad.
Can you explain FOMO to people?
Fear of missing out. So I would hear people hanging out in someone else's room, and if I wasn't there, I felt like so anxious.
Damn.
I can't even, like, I remember I used to feel that shit like in my chest.
In my heart.
In my heart, seriously.
All right. Someone said, my friend is a vegetarian. Her roommate uses her plates / containers to store raw meat.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Don't do that, man. That is
fucked up. Oh, my God. That's kind of hilarious,
though. Why would you do that, man?
I feel like that's a segment from, like, a sitcom.
I feel like, yeah, but, like, I feel like they should know that. They should know that your roommate is a vegetarian. Hey, if you listen to this podcast and you're this person storing meat, don't,
like,
don't,
raw meat.
Yeah, don't. That's like the worst.
Yeah, like also too. Who takes raw meat out of the other container and puts in a different container?
They probably buy like a bunch.
Like they go to the butcher. They're like, give me all the meat. It's hilarious.
Yeah. All right. Someone said she barely talks to me. Sad face. So the roommate barely talks to her. Me, I wouldn't give a fuck.
I mean,
if I'm a...
You would only give a fuck if they're like your friend
also. I would only give a fuck if they're like my only friend.
Right.
You know, if you don't talk to me, cool. I got other friends.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Like if your roommate is your friend, then you should say like my friend who I live with doesn't talk to me, you know?
Yeah. All right. Someone said living with 37 roommates sounds unbearable, but it really is the best thing that ever happened to me.
What? That's some sorority shit again.
37 roommates.
Yeah.
I don't even know how. Oh, my God. Yeah. I feel like there was like this TV show when I was a kid.
How many kitchens do you have and how many bathrooms do you have? That's my first question. And do any of y'all share a room?
Do you think it's clean?
What kind of house is this? Like, how big is this shit?
I don't know. I don't know.
37?
Yeah, let us know what kind of program you're in. It sounds like a program, you know.
Yeah.
But hey, she says it's the best thing that ever happened to her. So good
for you. That's great, you know?
Yeah. I bet it's like so many different personalities and shit, you know?
I would not know everyone's name.
Yeah. I know, right? Forget everybody. Yeah. Yo, how could you know everyone's name?
How would you know like who ate your eggs? You wouldn't.
You would never find out.
Yeah. Yeah, the so burritos funny. Are gone. You don't know who it is.
I feel like every day I would see someone new and be like, yo, you live here?
Oh my God.
All right. The same person said, started a friends with benefits situation with a roommate. Is it risky? Opinions? Or is it okay?
I feel like...
Listen, as long as you're having fun, it's totally fine.
I would say it is risky, though, because if you start a friends with benefits situation with a roommate, and then further down the line, what either can happen is you just stop having that situation and you go back to being roommates, or the other one, which I feel like happens very often, is one person catches feelings and then it kind of goes to shit. Or both people catch feelings and then you get in a relationship, but you're roommates. And then if you break up, then you can't live together anymore.
Yo, I feel like I would have so much fun if I was that person.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're roommates, like, friends with benefits, we're both single, working, or college. That's like the best time. I don't know what else you would... That's like the best scenario. You're not my real girlfriend.
You don't want to have a relationship and emotional connection with someone?
Maybe if I don't want that at the moment, then, you know. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool if people are okay with it.
Yeah, I would personally not be able to do that. Just because, like, I can't not be attached to someone.
Yeah. All right. Someone said, my roommate is the best... until I remembered that she hasn't mopped the floor in a month.
Mopped the floor? Like, when was the last time you mopped the floor? And that's like such a interesting...
I only mop the floor when I spill some shit.
Yeah.
Like, not just on a...
I feel like that's some European shit. Like, people mop the floors more there.
Yeah, yeah. Did you grow up having roommates? No, because someone said, did you grow up sharing a room? And I always...
Oh, sharing a room. Yeah. I have three siblings. I have two siblings, and all three of us had the same room growing up. It's like there was only two bedrooms, my parents' room and then the kids' room. And it was three of us, and we had bunk beds and then one bed that was like a... what do you call it? It's like a bed that you store under the other shit, and then you open it.
Oh, so it's like a couch... slash
no, it's not a couch, it's like I have the name in Romanian.
Okay, we can come back to how do you say it in Romanian.
Pliant. It's like something that you can fold.
Okay.
And then you open it and it has legs. And then you just, and then you close it, you fold it back in, and then you store it under something.
Okay, you guys should see all the
like a foldable bed.
You guys should see all the hand movements.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. But anyways, it was like some shit that you bring on like a camping trip.
Yeah, me and my sister shared the room until I was like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to have my own room. Like growing up, I just remember. But at the same time, I was like...
Honestly, but as a kid, you should not have your own room. You should
I mean, that's why we didn't. Kids. But some kids just had their own room.
Yeah, and in America, everybody had their own room.
I know, maybe just some European shit. Like, I don't know. But, like, I just always thought that people who had their own... Like, I would watch TV shows, and those kids are, like, 9, 8 years old, and they have, like, their own rooms. I'm like, yo, mom, why do they have their own... I don't remember specifically asking my mom that, but I was, like, I always used to think, like, I want my own room, too.
Yeah.
All right. Someone said, what would you think about having... Oh, sorry. All right. Someone said, what would you think about having sex while your roommate has a visitor? Because this has happened to me once and I was the visitor.
Oh, shit. You're visiting your friend who has other roommates, and then one of their other roommate is fucking.
Yeah, it's like sleeping with someone.
Oh, shit. I mean, what do you... That's kind of entertaining.
I mean, yeah, it would be.
I don't know if I hear so. I haven't experienced that.
You never experienced it. That's why you think it's just like, it doesn't matter.
Never experienced having a roommate and they're like having sex with someone.
Hmm.
So maybe that's why like I don't really care.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably why. That's exactly why, actually. All right. Someone said, how am I supposed to find a roommate in another country? I feel like there's websites for this.
Yeah, definitely websites. Facebook has so many groups.
But you have to...
Of like, you know, Sweden, roommate, sublet, whatever. And people
post them. Are those safe though?
Like, well, you can meet and like...
Talk a little
bit. And people... You have access to like their Facebook profiles, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And shit. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Someone said, I moved in with my very best friend, a sister to me. One late afternoon, she asked me if I wanted to have sex with her. I tried not to make her feel bad, as it already takes a lot asking someone such question.
Yeah.
We did not sleep together, of course. Oof. You know, she was honest.
Yeah, it's
see, this is one thing you have to respect. Someone was just honest.
Yeah.
I want to sleep with you right now.
But can you be the same friends you've been?
Yo, imagine for how long she had to think about that before she told her
that. Yeah, she's been feeling that way.
She's like, yo, I would totally...
And like after you know... and after you know that your friend is trying to do that with you, would you be able to
still be friends with him?
I mean...
No, because now you're always going to feel like a piece of snack, you know? Like,
oh my God. Damn, that's crazy. I don't know what I would do.
I would probably be, I mean, if I'm into it, then, I mean, why not? If I'm not into it, then obviously.
Yeah, but here we're talking about, like, a best friend.
Maybe she was who was
a guy.
Oh.
For you.
Oh, no. Then
that's my point.
Okay, yeah, no. All right, someone said my ex-roommate, no, actually, sorry, not this one. All right, someone said my roommate once pooed on the toilet roll. No, sorry. toilet paper roll. And when I asked when I asked who did it, they said it was barbecue sauce.
They said it was barbecue sauce.
Oh, I didn't even read this question right. Yeah. But basically, somebody pooed on the fucking toilet paper.
Just directly poos on the toilet roll?
I don't know. Like, and it said it was barbecue sauce. That's like hilarious, man.
Oh my God, bro. That's some smooth ass poop then.
All right. Next one. My boyfriend had a roommate who would always leave poop on a toilet seat.
Oh my God.
How do you poop on a toilet seat?
I don't know.
Like, is it on the front end or like the back end?
I feel like more likely it would be the back end.
Yo, it had to be some curvy ass shit there or something. Damn. Yeah.
And?
I'm sorry that happened, guys.
No, that's it. That's the end of the story.
That's it.
Damn.
You have to call people out for that shit.
I called
my roommates for that shit all the time.
What, they pooped?
Yeah, like I would just leave notes, be like, yo, clean the shit. Like, yeah. It wasn't me. You have to clean it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. That's not good, y'all.
Clean your poop.
Yeah. All right. Someone said, roommate hated me because I was younger and landed the same internship.
Oh. Damn. What are the odds?
Yeah.
What are the chances that you're going to land that same thing? And
I mean, would you be mad if someone was younger than you and got the same internship? Low key, though, you could feel away.
Yeah, probably. Like, someone that was younger than me got the internship that I had. It would make me mad a little bit more just because I'm like, fuck, they're also younger, so they're like getting ahead of the game.
So who are you really mad at?
Them. Not them, really. I mean, just the situation.
Like, they're doing what they're supposed to do. All right. Someone said, cleaning after themselves, always blasting loud ass music, trying to sleep. This was not even like a story. This was just all back to back like problems with roommate. Inviting hella people over without heads up. I mean, things like that, you just can't.
That's just being an awful ass roommate.
I don't know, like, how your parents, like, raised you. Like, there's certain things you know, like, not to do.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. They're like, I don't give a fuck. I don't live with my parents anymore. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And because it's a roommate, not parents, it's like, they feel like there's no consequences. Because, I mean, technically, there aren't, really.
You know, this episode really makes me realize that everyone is, like, way different and everyone deals with the same shit.
Yeah.
You know? I lived with my ex and he wanted to extend the lease after 1 year. So I said, yeah, of course. I signed the papers and a month later he breaks up with me. And he told me that he wanted to break up with me for a while, but still want to live together so he can save money on rent. Yo, that's so fucked up.
What?
Imagine you knowing that you want to break up with me, but you're just going to extend the new lease for a whole year.
So you can save money.
And a month later, if you're this...
Damn, but how did you not know?
I don't know. Like, he must have just really had it planned out.
Damn, good ass actor, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Someone said, my roommate's boyfriend is here all the time, and they shower at 3 a.m., and my room is right next to it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That sucks. Just tell your roommate, like, yo, do you mind? Like, it's fine if y'all shower together, but just shower during the day.
Why do you shower at 3 a.m.?
Yeah, for real. You know they did some shit.
Yeah. Are we done, Allie?
I think we're done. Yo, it's like midnight, past midnight over here. I'm half asleep right now, yo. I don't know. Somehow we always be recording at these times of the hour. Times of the day.
You know, thank you guys for the submissions. There's so many more juicy shit in here that I want to read. But I'll do like a solo episode of like roommates part two, because I'm like in this shit.
Yeah, you're in this shit and I'm over here like asleep. Okay.
If you guys want me to do a part two, a solo episode, Alia will probably not join me.
Yoni actually cannot wait to do a solo episode.
If you want that, let me know and I will literally do that shit. Like, yeah. We'll have like fucking two pods a week.
Just Yoni by himself.
Anyways, we are getting out of here, okay?
Yeah.
If you're first time,
go to bed and I'm gonna fall asleep in like less than a minute.
Yo, I don't know if anybody else falls asleep faster than Alia. She will literally put this mic down. and just fall asleep. That's like crazy. But anyways,
it's a beautiful thing.
New listeners, welcome. Old listeners, welcome back. And
you already said that earlier.
That was my intro, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways,
thank you so much for sticking around for one more episode with your favorite people.
Yes, this was a nice audio experience.
And with that said, guys, we'll see you next week.
Alia is just pretty much ready to like sign off.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, guys. Yoni can keep talking to y'all. Okay, bye. Okay.
Anyway, so Ali is, she's signed off. I just want to give my shout outs to all the people, okay? If you're driving right now, and I don't know if you made it to the end of this podcast or not, but I just want to say thank you. If you are working, if you're doing the dishes right now, if you're walking with your dog, please send me photos of your dog and their names, okay? I actually want to give you guys shout outs.
I'm still here.
Ali, you're not supposed to. This is like my solo. This is like my 50 Sorry. Seconds of fame here.
Okay.
Anyways, but we appreciate everyone for listening and leaving comments, reviews, posting on Instagram your favorite episodes and what you liked about them. That really helps the podcast grow. Okay. So part two coming up. If you guys want it, it'll be a solo episode with just me. Okay.
I might join.
No, you're not joining.
Yoni doesn't want me to join.
Yeah, no, this is mine. All right, guys. And this is it. I'm just going to wrap it up here. And
okay, just wrap it up. Stop saying you're going to wrap it up.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.